This is the Closing Bell Brief for Friday, January 17th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks closed the week at record highs. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 50 points to 29,348. The NASDAQ Composite gained 31. The S&P 500 rose 12. The Dow and S&P each gained about 2% for the week, and the NASDAQ rose 2.3%. U.S. financial markets are closed Monday for the Martin Luther King holiday. A Philadelphia judge has slashed the amount Johnson & Johnson must pay in a lawsuit over its antipsychotic drug Risperdal from $8 billion to $6.8 million. The punitive damages had been awarded to a Maryland man who said his use of Risperdal as a child caused enlarged breasts, and he said J&J didn't properly warn of the risk. J&J denied the claims and argued the award was excessive. Yet another Max problem for Boeing. The company says it's working to correct a new software glitch before its 737 MAX jet can return to service. We report the problem prevents the aircraft's flight control computers from powering up as required. A string of unexpected technical glitches has delayed the grounded MAX's return to the air for months, and the new issue threatens to push back the company's schedule even further. For more, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.